Page 176. Pre-crime policing.
What happens if prejudice data makes its way into police work?
It's a 7.
For Barry Williams, that risk is personal.
The biggest fear I have with predictive policing in my son is that he will be profiled. I'm sure he probably will experience that at some point in his life already, but I don't need something making that easier.
The activists and the police are all coming from the point that makes sense for them. I think from a community perspective that feels over-policed, that feels that there is racial injustice in policing, it's wise to be concerned about this new technology that's going to give police more power. If you're a police officer, you understand you have an incredibly difficult job, and adding new technologies might help, and you kind of want to get the benefit of the doubt.
We've had crime rises over the last few years. We've had crime reduction. It is a tool. It's not a panacea for crime, and that's what a lot of people believe. They believe that you utilize PredPol, crime's going to go away. False. That is a farce. That is not going to happen. So it's an indicator. It takes you there. It could happen. It could not. It's a probability.
The question about whether predictive policing works is still open.
One study found that PredPol's algorithms correctly predicted crime just 4.7% of the time. Still, that's higher than the human analysts who got it right just 2.1% of the time. It's worth noting that the study was done by the company's co-founder. And then there's the question of bias.
You start coming into the Pacoima area, which is south of the 210 freeway, now you're dealing with predominantly Hispanic families, mm-hmm. A lot of immigrants in that area.
And I noticed there are more boxes there.
The day we visited, most of the PredPol boxes in the Foothill Division were in Hispanic neighborhoods, but police say that's by chance.
I do believe the data is objective. We're simply using the crime numbers, the type of crime, the location, and the time of when we thought that crime or when that crime was reported to us. It has nothing to do with anybody's ethnic makeup or the neighborhood or anything else.
Copyright Wired.